to you find it. Be on the touch screen.
Out level is 50.
You are on the touch screen, Dan. Patrick.
That is on the menu.
One second.
Number 75.
Go to FM. Go to FM list and scroll on the touchscreen until you see Mike Gain.
Yep, it's on 50. I missed it earlier. Sorry about that.
I drop it down to about 30. Let me listen to it.
04 HGX. How's that?
Number 5.
04 HGX.
Now bring it on up to 30. That's 30s. 30's pretty good. Maybe 35. Let me hear 35.
4 HKX.
And 30. Anywhere on that. That is perfect. I mean, you were just like you were sitting right here beside me. I mean, that's nice. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's sounding good on this end. I was able to hear a couple other repeaters that I normally can't hear.
Good deal. So I guess it was partially a good day. I mean, I guess anytime you can listen and get out further, that's a good day. But, you know. We could get back on the beam, I guess, and get it figured out. But I had a really good time today. That was something else.
Class today, I enjoyed it immensely. I needed that, just something other than driving that tool truck for a change. I've been doing that nonstop lately, and it just needed something else to relax a little bit, even though we worked hard.
Some of that, you know, being cooped up, I get it, you know. I get it, but, you know, you got a pretty place up there, man. It's real nice, real quiet, and, well, it's normally quiet. It wasn't today. Daniel calls all kind of ruckus up there today.
You watch it.
He was the only one.
Quiet till Daniel gets me riled up.
PTY, listen here, Chad. I think you're the one that stirred up things. But, man, I had a blast hanging out with you guys. What ended up happening after I left?
Tell him, Chad.
We cleaned all the tools up, and then I got on the ladder and trimmed some limbs around the beam, and then moved the coax inside and hooked the controller up and moved the beam, probably 45 degrees, and then hit a limb and then it quit. So we didn't have an opportunity. We think we know what's going on with it. I think the control wire we used was just too thin on the hot leads, and maybe melted a wire, burnt the wire up. But it's gonna have to come back down and dress a tree up a little bit. But we sat around and talked for a little bit, and then I guess, you know, got in the truck, come on back to the house. And when I got to the house, I like to just pour it out of the front seat. This is all I can do to get out of the truck.
I can't believe that. So, what was that wire meant for that we used?
It's the same control wire I'm running here. I haven't had any problems with it. So I'm not, I don't know that that's what it is. I just suspect that, but, we'll find out here you know, next time we go up there. But, yeah, go ahead, Patrick. I didn't mean to jump in there, but.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, the rotator is, it stopped for now, so we won't have to wait on the beam. But the Omni's doing a good job right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I was going to ask, how well is it, can you actually tell a noticeable difference? And as far as the controller, did you check the fuse on the back?
Did not. We did not check the fuse on the back. It lights up and the needle moves on the controller. You can see the needle move, especially under the calibrate. When you try to calibrate it, it turns on and off. So I, you know, made an assumption there that I'm assuming that if the fuse goes, then the light and everything goes too. But that's an assumption. But no, we did not check the fuse.
For HKX. And Daniel, I think when we drop it back down, we're going to scab another piece of that 6x6 on up there and take that on up a little bit so we don't have to worry about that bow in there anymore.
Would be good. I think that would be helpful. And the other thing I was thinking of as I was driving off, which I can't believe I didn't even think of it while we were there, was to actually run some actual, you know, I think the paracord is good, but if we can run it in four directions as far as just, you know, as gad wires, I think that flex is good just, you know, to bow a little bit with the wind in the trees. But I think, I don't know why I didn't do that, but we should have done that too, just to give you a little bit more strength up there.
The plan when we take it back down, so when we get around to that, that's what we're going to do. We'll guide off a little better, and like I said, gap of probably another 8 foot of that 6x6 up there. That way, it's up there pretty good. That way, we can get those last sections of poles in too. Maybe take the antenna up a little more. Get just a little, max it out on what height we can here, and get the best we can get out of it.
I don't think you burned up a wire. I honestly think that. I would check the fuse on the back of that controller, and just see if you blew the fuse on it. But I honestly think that that wire is so small, it probably the wire up, either up top or on the back of the unit. So I would check the back of the unit, just see if the wire itself is broke. It doesn't take much to break that wire, so I would check that at the controller first. But if it's not there, it's right at the top.
Top. It's always right at the top, isn't it?
For Brennan, so I have a lot of experience in rigging because I used to run a lighting show, so I had to hang trusses and do all that stuff. And I tell you what, it seemed like all the time that wire for our DMS control cable, which is basically the same size as that, it's a 22 gauge, it'd always be that connector right at the top of the truss, and we had to lower that whole stupid thing, and I had to go in there and solder it. I started running three cables up, that way if one broke, I already had another cable up there I could just plug into.
I thought I did a pretty good job on the strain relief. I mean, I don't know what I could have done any different, but it's just, you know, it had plenty of slack in it, so you never know, though. I mean, you never know what happened going up or down or moving or whatever. Point is, it's not quite right, but we still got some other stuff to do, and we'll get it though. We'll get it, and just take a little longer. And you know, it's just another day. We poke at each other.
Good. You guys let me know when y'all want to do it, and I'll come up and help. And I think that'd be fun. Nope, I definitely enjoyed myself, and we got it up there. I was starting to wonder if we would actually get it up, but we managed to get it up.
Yes, we did, and there was no way I would have got it up without you two here to help me. So, I appreciate all the help, and I thoroughly enjoyed just hanging out today.
I was just wondering, Chad, if y'all, that 8-wire cable that normally has two heavier gauge wires, it's got like two number 18s and the rest are 22. Did you put those two heavy wires on the terminals 1 and 2 on both units?
Gary, it did not have the heavier gauge terminals in it. Normally there's a black and a red one that's heavier gauge. But this was control wire. It was not for a controller. So that's what I'm thinking has happened. I think that it's got the main. It's melted one of the main leads going in, and it is small wire. But we didn't have a problem with it till one of the tips of the antenna hit a limb and, yours truly tried to power through it. So I believe that's what got it.
The other thing it might have gotten is it could have jumped a gear in the rotator itself.
Said no climbing. So no climbing. We'll get it down somehow, but he's like a polecat. He'll get up in a minute before you turn your back, and he's, 100 foot up. Just no fear.
I'm up here to hand crank this mast down. We'll see how he does with that.
Quick winch on there. That won't be hard to do. Just pushing the button. Let's get out.
Shut it down. I got it fired back up, and I showed Gary that electric winch.
Chad made it look complicated, though.
Which button to push? I guess that's the complication of it.
I got it. Here's what had happened. Is that Daniel had to leave to go. He had some prior engagements. So when it got close to coming home, I figured out probably about an hour before he went home that he just got tired of messing with us. Something happened, and it was just like, I ain't asking no more questions. I'm not standing around with these two no more. I'm going to get it done. He's tying knots, climbing ladders, whipping cable, throwing tape, tying strength, this, that, and the other, and I'm just like, what in the world just happened? And that's when he just wore me out. I mean, he hit like light speed or something, and man, he was just, it was a sight to see.
That's hilarious. Sorry, I wasn't trying to be take over. That's the bad side of me.
I'm glad you did. That was a little scary there for a little bit. But I guess anything with heights like that, it just comes a point where you're just committed. And I some things I don't have a problem committing with, but. Man, when it's up that high, it's just, my goodness, it just gets a little scary, but, you just got to go on with it. But I like that winch. Boy, that was really nice. I mean, that made it so easy.
Chad, I wish you could have been with me when I built that 100-foot tower on top of a 9-story hospital. You'd probably been scared on the top of the hospital, let alone the top of the tower.
I just can't do heights, but I cannot do it. It just, I don't know. It just something just takes over me, and I just the biggest fear, I guess. Airplanes don't bother me, but helicopters either. But when I am, you know, holding on with my hands or having to step on it with my feet, no, it just scares me to death. It's horrible. It's a horrible fear.
Rage Cat. Hey, Gary, ask him about this little twig that defeated both of them.
Patrick. All right, go ahead, Chad. You take it.
So we finally figured out that, you know, we were going to tie a pulley around the top of this 6x6 to lift the, you know, the whole mast, rotator, beam, and all. And it took us long to figure out that, you know, that wasn't going to work. So we found a tree behind the post, and we was going to, you know, use a limb to, and let the limb be kind of like a pulley to pull the, you know, the whole assembly up. And we looking around, trying to find something to tie to the end of the 550 cord to sling it over it, because I didn't bring my slingshot. And we got Patrick's hammer. So I just tied a rope around that hammer, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, well, it's got a handle on it, so I can get some, you know, I can get some extra leverage with it and get it over this limb. Well, about the third time, I think I did it about the third time, got it over. But we wanted the limb where it grew out of the tree, where it was the strongest. And it got hung on this little bitty nothing. I mean, it was like an eighth of an inch limb about 8 inches away from the main trunk of the tree. And we fought with that thing and fought with it. Me and Daniel decided we'd just, you know, move the 550 cord back and forth and we'd just cut through it. Well, that didn't work. We got on the other side of the fence. Daniel got on the other side of the fence with me, and he slipped and fell and slid down the, you know, the bank a little bit. We messed with it and messed with it, probably 10 or 15 minutes, and finally we just gave up. We just pulled the hammer back over, and Patrick's got a neighbor down there, and this young boy, I'd say, I don't know, he might have been 8 or 9, a little old young fella, and he comes marching up through the woods, and he's got his hands on his hips. He says, "Do y'all know what you're doing?" I thought to myself, boy, he hit it right on the head, didn't he?
Well, let me make sure I got it. That little twig. I wasn't even worthy to be called a twig. It was like a maybe 5 inches long. And this little thing, and I'm 1/8 inch on the biggest side. And I tell you what, two grown men, we had all the tension in the world on this little twig, and it would not break so we could get it down to the tree. And Chad's right, this little boy comes up, he's in the woods, he's like just staring at us like we're two idiots. He's like, "Y'all know what y'all doing?" And then he goes, "Y'all need help?"
Well, the little fella had made sense. I'll tell you this, and I'm going to get off of here and go do something else. We got to walk the dog. This was not me, by the way, but there was a tractor-trailer driver, and he drove under a low underpass and got stuck. He's sitting there trying to figure it out, scratching his head, pulling his hair out. He calls the wrecker, and the wrecker comes up. The wrecker says, "Well, I don't know how we're going to get it out without tearing something up." This little 12-year-old boy walked up and says, "All you got to do is let the air out of them tires, and you can drive right through it." And that's what they did. They let the air out of the tires. So, you know, out of the mouth of the babes. Just keep that in mind, you know. Keep it simple, stupid. Y'all take care. That's a good story about the twig. But Chad, that'll teach you next time you go to an antenna party. Take your slingshot.
Lesson learned. I'll get it in my book. But I just, you know, as soon as I grabbed that hammer and tied that string to it, I thought, man, I should have brought my slingshot. But, you know, I didn't do it. But, you know, lesson learned. I'll bring it next time, that's for sure.
Top three group, Patrick, you have a good evening, Daniel, and Chad. Y'all have a great evening. I'm going out to walk the dog. KI-4DOS clear.
Have a good night, sir.
7-3, Gary. Have a good evening. Thank you for all your help.
7-3 is Gary, and I enjoyed the talk and even the FaceTime today. You have a good one.
Gentlemen, I hate to cut it short, but I am beat. I mean beat. I'm going to go lay down and shut my eyes, and hopefully I can get a good night's rest, because I am tired. Fellowship, and you're right, Patrick, I needed that. I really did. That was fun, and I enjoyed it. Maybe next time we get together, we'll bring a barbecue grill, and we'll cook some hamburgers, hot dogs. How's that?
So if we're at my place, there's already a grill here. And hot dogs, too. So all you got to do is say when you want them.
Hot dogs, maybe a dog would like me a little better.
She's kind of funny about things. And watch out for those cold feet when you get into bed.
Absolutely. All right, well, I'm going to clear on out. But if y'all... I enjoyed it, Daniel. I really did. You too, Patrick. 73 to y'all. And it's KO4NUE. I'll be clear for the evening. I'm gonna secure my station.
Chad, thank you again. I really enjoyed it. And Daniel, 73 to you too. I'm going to go ahead and secure my station and get ready for in the morning. And enjoyed it, and I really appreciate all the help. KO4HKX.
7-3 is with you guys. I enjoyed it. And, yep, we'll do some hamburgers or hot dogs on the grill next time. And sorry I had to cut out quick, but glad that we got the fellowship together. You guys get some sleep tonight and enjoy the cold feet. And 7-3s, have a good night. KI-4DTY, now I'm clear.
KO4NUE.